We got off tour last year, around July, middle of July. And we had been on tour for 13 or 14 months, pretty solid.
This is the glorious Thunderbox here in Atlanta, Georgia, where we spent the past 8 months or so, off and on, writing the new record.
We've been home for about a year now, which is pretty rare. We played a couple shows, but we haven't really, we've just been going down to the rehearsal space every day and just kind of working on our new stuff. And
Monday through Friday, like noon to five, give or take a couple hours, and start hashing out the ideas for the new record. It's kind of our day job for the past year.
Which is fine. I mean, that's one of the greatest jobs to have. I'm not complaining about it.
Voila! One of the fish people props from our Sea Beast video found its home here in our practice space.
So we're just writing and 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 go down there every single day and just kind of hang out and play drums and see what comes up. You know?
Most days of the week we'd get down there at like 11:30 or noon and just start going over everything over and over and over and over and over to a point where you don't even know if it sounds good anymore.
These are just ideas that we've been, just write down some ideas so we, until we have song titles. We can keep up with what's what riff is whose, and what goes where.
We had all these songs, we had like 13 or 14 songs. We're just like, okay, well.
Making sure we're happy with everything that goes on this record, you know? No, 70. 70. Yeah, that dude knows what's up. He's got a Lincoln, I got a Cadillac. It's like, kind of look at each other and you go, yeah, yeah. You like to spend a lot of money on gas? Yeah, me too.
We've never had too many songs for a record. We've always just had enough. And then we're like, okay. And they always all make it on there.
We're so prepared to do this album that it's ridiculous. You know what I mean? Like, we're just, there's no guessing anything. There's only exact knowledge of what is going on and when we're going to do it and how we're going to do it.
We just kept taking every song and rearranging it and then adding things and right on the spot, like, okay, let's add something to this.
Any introduction of a riff has already been talked about and it's already there. Everything is already arranged.
Things were sounding good. I don't know, it's hard to remember, you know. All I know is I went there every day.
Did that for a long time.
Once the new record comes out and we start our own tour, we've been going back and forth with our fashion department to create what kind of look we're gonna go for with our marketing campaign. We're butting heads with our ideas now, but you know, I'm really shooting for idea 14 and Brent is dead set on 15, whereas Bill and Braun are somewhere stuck in the 20s here. And I don't know. Thankfully, we have time before the tour to work it out.